What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today, and I'm here with another one. This is coming from CNN. CNN coming out with some with the truth, or they're coming out with some interesting topics. Now, about men. Yes, they're talking about men. They're saying, CNN is saying the male loneliness epidemic and how it affects fathers. Not CNN, talking about men and their loneliness and the fact that it's an epidemic and how it affects fathers. Because my understanding, CNN doesn't care about fathers. But let's dive in. This story is about analyst by Shannon Carpenter. It says, several years ago, another dad reached out to me after reading my book about being a stay-at-home dad. He was married, had two toddlers, and was not coping well. He couldn't find another person to talk to his family. He didn't say it because most of us men won't be but fatherhood was taking a toll on his mental health and self-worth. He felt alone, but not because he didn't have a good relationship with his significant other. He told me it was because he didn't have friends. We hear a lot these days about men not finding the kind of deep friendship that helps them through the ups and the downs of life, the way many women do. I've also experienced what has been called the male loneliness epidemic, and many dads tell me it has reached into fatherhood. There's no one to talk to. I walk into a place that is crowded, and it's like I don't even exist. The dad told me he experienced hit home with me when I was a new stay-at-home dad 15 years ago. I took my children to the mall playground one day. I sat on the floor with my newborn while my toddler played on the germ-infested equipment. I had my own arm draped over the end of the bench while I read a book. Soon, a mom's group came to the bench, put down their bags and parked their strollers. Then one mom sat on my arm and didn't notice. Eventually, I politely said excuse me to her, and she looked at me shocked and didn't offer an apology. Apparently, I was invisible. Wow. Another segment says, what exactly going on? The biggest question I get asked by fathers is how to find connection and friendship, no matter whether they're at home dads and not. The lack of meaningful connection is a hole in our lives. Richard Reeves, another author of Boys and Men, Why the Modern Male is Struggling, Why Does It Matter, and what to do about it. Shout out to Richard Reeves. In the United States, many men become disconnected from the social institutions that have anchored dads to each other in our community. Historically, men have made long-term bonds through religious institutions, friendships at work, and our sense worth derived through the family by what we could provide. What's more, men is today's society may view deep relationships as not masculine, thus further insulating themselves. Only 48% of men reported feeling satisfied with friendships, according to the May 2021 survey by the Survey Center on American Life. As previously reported by CNN, and one in five said they had gotten emotional support from a friend in the past week, compared with four in 10 women. all the traditional male institutions have been eroded, and that's not to say that the disruption is a bad thing. Those power bases kept women subject to the will of men. As parents and guardians, we shouldn't go backward, and we need to reimagine a new normal. That's interesting. Another segment, it says how we think about fathers and fatherhood. Too often fathers are portrayed as unnecessary idiots that complicate parenting rather than adding to the family. In movies, TV shows, novels, the father must often be restrained by the mother. Instead of encouraging involving parenting by men, popular culture tends to ridicule it. That messaging has to affect how fathers and others feel about their parenting. We have to change the story of fatherhood, Reeves said. The model of fatherhood needs to be more hands-on. That's interesting as well. And this is also interesting too. There's a poll on this section where it says, do you believe masculinity is currently under the threat in the United States? 68% says yes. 10% says maybe, I'm not sure. 21% says no, I don't. And 1% says other and no opinion. So there's that. This gets to the comments. Let's see what they are talking about in these comments. Gary says, another user in the comment section of this article says, who sits on the arm and doesn't notice? Another user says, it's hard for women to make friends too, especially if you don't participate in all their dumb drama and backstabbing. Maybe join some groups online that you're interested in, or go out in some hobbies that you like. Another says, remember saying that no man is an island except fat we are. What else? Another user says, marriage and law doesn't benefit the wealthy one in the relationship. Just find full-time mistresses that makes time for you and adopt children. A lot cheaper in the long run. another user says, stay-at-home moms have felt this for years. Okay. And that's my section on that. My opinion, is it affecting fathers? I'm not a father myself, but it is affecting men. Loneliness is affecting men. The fact that regardless if a male does have children or not, he's invisible. That's my opinion. You're going to be invisible until you can be used for something. If not, you're just some invisible. You're the invisible man, per se. And that's my opinion. Until next time, guys, be amazing. What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today, and here with another one from an article that says thigh black men. Excuse me. It says it's an article from thigh black men. It says, black man, maybe she's not the one. Of the introduction of this article says, no one understands the mind and heart of a woman like a woman. Relationships can be difficult to navigate. A woman with reliable male friend or brother has an asset in this, and that she is able to run relationship situations by a man. He will tell her when the problem is clearly her, but he can also help navigate her through signs that say run. Men need to have the same advocate when it comes to understanding women. Everyone comes to the table with baggage and a past. How one deals with such things is very important. Very true. I think black men are very tolerable when it comes to black women. I think we tolerate a lot of stuff, but I think we tolerate a lot of things when the signs are there. We kind of just look the other way for black men. But if you just want the status of, I got a black queen, you know what I'm saying? Got a black queen, she's gorgeous. She an 8, she a 9, she a 10. But she screams that this ain't for you, bro. It's just not the one for you. But let's continue. They have 5 reasons why maybe she's not the one. Also, it says there are a few signs that should tell a man she isn't the one for you. It doesn't matter how kind, beautiful, accomplished, reliable she is. Certain behaviors spell disaster. If you can avoid the landmines, it will save you the scars later down the line. But no one is perfect, but some behaviors mean she has more work to do on self before entering a relationship. And again, a relationship is a marriage that people have to understand. That's what a relationship is. It's a marriage. So basically, men and women have to understand they have to undergo a lot of self-work, you know, before they are entering a marriage, which is, i.e., relationship. But here, they gave us 5 of them. Let's read them. Number one says, if you find yourself getting to know a woman on a biological clock, that could spell disaster. If she is wanting to get to know you at a rapid speed while dropping constant hints about the need to get married as she isn't getting any younger, press pause. Fights will start because she will attempt to accelerate the relationship. If you try to slow it down, you might find yourself facing the guilt trip by which she beats herself up for not being enough, or you are accused of cheating. Okay. That's an understatement. Yeah. Yeah, because, like, women wait until, what, they're 35 till they decide they're ready, you know, settle down, you know. Then she wants to rush things. And it's like, not about you, baby girl, it's about him. You know what I'm saying? I believe Kevin Samuels said it best. It should be at least from 3 to 6 months, a man should consider to know where he wants to marry you. That's kind of true, in my opinion. But here's number two. Both parties should be supportive of others' dreams. Number two. If you find that all your dreams are stupid, downplayed, or not good enough, leave. If you don't feel comfortable sharing your dreams and goals, she isn't the one. Building a life together is about being able to support one another. That should not be one-sided. That is so true. Brothers, we got goals. You know what I'm saying? For all my brothers that are listening, we understand that a woman got goals, but you got goals too. You know what I'm saying? Your goals could be Doesn't really have to be buying a house. It could be buying a business. One of your goals could be learning how to box. You know what I'm saying? Want to be athletically fit. You don't necessarily have to be a boxer, but that's what your goal is. Like, that's, you know, that's a goal. What else a goal? You want to travel. You want to get a certain car. Not the car that she thinks you should have, but the car that you want to have. If she's not up to understanding that of your goal, because I don't agree with dreams, but I think it should be worded as goals, then that's even better. Your goals don't have to be surrounded around the house, especially these economic times. I mean, I'd rather have business, be able to buy my, one of my goals are to buy a business on the short term, and then long term goal is to have 7 of them. My goals used to be about buying a house. I don't want that anymore. It's changed, shifted. But if I can't find a woman that can support me on my goals like I can support hers, then yeah, it's a done deal. Number 3, disagreements happen, yeah. But if you find yourself with a lady whereby every day something is wrong, you may find yourself emotionally drained. If nothing you do makes her happy, there may be something deeper that is the issue. If she won't allow you to be there for her, every one move you make causes a fight. She may be going through a very turbulent time, but you might not be the person to see her through it, especially if you're just getting to know her. For her sake, be honest about what you can handle. Yeah, be transparent, fellas. It's not weak to be transparent with a woman, you know what I'm saying? Be transparent with yourself. Be transparent with your significant other that you want to be with. Number 4, no one deserves to be a punching bag. If you are with a woman that is violent, run. Let's be honest, you are not in a position whereby you are physically defending yourself without consequences. If she is incapable of handling disagreements, cut that off while you can. Everyone has a breaking point. There are women that believe that they can fight like a man and will do so, but they will call the police if you defend yourself to get away. Save yourself the drama. Let's read that again. Everyone has a breaking point. There are women that believe... Hold on, my screensaver. Hold on, folks. Really? We're doing this? Hold on. Yeah. It says, everyone has a breaking point. There are women that believe they can fight like a man and will do so, but they will call the police if you defend yourself to get away. Save yourself the drama. Facts. Let's put our hands to ourselves, people. If she won't put her hands up, fella, all I can say is you turn around and end it right there. Self-control on both ends, fellas. Not only to yourself, but women need to have self-control on their end. You have a break point, walk away. Number 5, if she's too good for your family, No matter how accepting they are of her, she's not the one. Save yourself the craziness of trying to reconcile a woman that cares not for your origins. If family is very important to you but not her, this will be a point of contention in a relationship. Yeah, family, guys. This can be a follow-up to the how you, the quote-unquote mama's boys or men who have to take care of their moms or fathers, you know, either via they've been living with their parents or their parents are now widowed. This can also affect where she doesn't respect that you're taking care of your mom or your dad or your uncle, of which you want to be with her, but you have to take care of your your elderly. That's life, you know what I'm saying? That's vice versa for the woman, because I've seen plenty of times where it's okay for her to take care of her parents, and you should be okay with that. But when it comes to you have to take care of your parents. They kind of frown on that. A lot of them do. So, but that's my point of view from thy black man. Black man, maybe she's not the one. Until next time, guys, be amazing.